Hey, y'all, when it comes to big life decisions, having options is ideal, and that's why you're going to want State Farm when choosing your insurance. State Farm knows that everybody has a budget, and they've got options like insuring your car and your home, getting you great rates on both, and they can help you personalize your policy with options so that you get a surprisingly great rate every time. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com to get your quote today. And now, let's start the show.
Welcome back, friends, family, enemies, lurkers, everyone out there on the web and beyond. I am Melina. I've been playing a lot of Mortal Kombat, and I love the way that they say Melina.
Got you. Yeah. Okay. And I am Cheryl Lee Ralph, and this is The Read. Thanks for coming back.
Great choice.
Mm-hmm. Truly an icon and absolutely killing her role on
Living Elementary.
Just
Living
the perfect,
legend.
Everybody knows that teacher. So, yes, incredible, incredible actress.
She's one of my all-time faves, and I will, I'm dying to work with her one day. That's all I'll say.
Yes.
Well, welcome back. Family and folks, Link has just jumped into my lap.
He has joined the chat.
Did you just say he? And he is looking. Did you just misgender my dog?
Oh, I'm so sorry, Link. She has joined the chat. Wow. And she is staring directly at you. Or was. Oh, sweet little baby. Are you going to act up today, Link?
Absolutely. So. What are you talking about?
I can't wait for her to fart all over you.
We'll see what happens this week. All right, folks. Welcome back. The day late. I decided yesterday that, you know what? If white people can have Martin Luther King Day off, then I'm deciding to take today, to take that day off this year as well.
Amen.
And
amen.
What about it?
Nothing at all about it. We deserve.
No, mostly I felt like shit, but also that. So here we are in Black Excellence today. And it goes to Natalie Simon. Natalie Simon is a soccer referee known here on The Read as football. Because that's what it's called.
Right. Yeah, you do call it that.
No, most of the planet calls it.
I
that,
know
bitch.
That. Yep. Okay. And that is also true.
Americans. Anyways, so Natalie Simon is the first Black woman ever to earn a FIFA badge refereeing the sport of soccer football. Now, she got her start in soccer as a high school player in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Shout out to my people in them, even though I'm from Miami, but it's only a couple minutes south. And so it says here on Because of Them We Can, she went on to attend college at Stetson, which of course is predominantly white, and near Orlando. Oh, that's why I've heard it. Where she played forward. After college, she went semi-pro, excuse me, before coaching.
Bless you.
For a bit. And eventually she took up refereeing and made her way up the ranks to working in the USL Championship. And she also worked for the National Women's Soccer League. And now she's just one of four American women who've gotten this FIFA badge, which is the highest rank that a referee can get. And she's the first Black woman ever in the history of however goddamn old this fucking sport is to have right. one.
Amazing.
And a FIFA badge means that she'll be allowed to work international games and tournaments and things of that nature. So another exemplary, excellent Black person doing great things and breaking down doors that honestly shouldn't exist or should have been broken down centuries ago. So congratulations, right. Natalie.
Yes, congratulations to her. And I'm proud of you for claiming Florida. Never thought I'd see today. But, you know, We all change. We all grow. We all adapt. You know, and things evolve. I'm proud.
The end could be tomorrow. So what's the point?
Well, you're not wrong.
So. Yeah, let's live in what we've got.
Mm-hmm. What? Seize your joy. That's what my therapist says.
Seize. Yes.
Go for it. Absolutely. Grab it. Snatch it. Because this life will not hand it to you.
All right. So this week in our pop culture segment, Hot Tops, he kept on coming. He kept on coming. Only have myself to blame. If you'd have seen that fucking semen, I bet that you would have also came. One more time. He kept on coming. He kept on coming. He only, right, Link? He only had himself to blame.
No, don't make Link do the choreography.
Link is like, I don't want to be part of it.
And you oughtn't. Don't bring that precious baby into that.
She's like, I'm here for moral support.
Well,
where to start?
That's an instant classic. My God, thanks. That's going in the that's going on the leaderboard right there. That was great. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't. So typically, when I pull together the Hot Tops, I try to order it, you know, and like. A fashion that is, you know, satisfying for me. I don't really have that, but I do have things. So I'll start with...
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying, if this goes from like, to I don't care, to what, then that's why. But first and foremost, I read recently that our Lisa Bonet... is separating. She's parting ways with her Mahalo white superhero boyfriend man, Jason Momoa. Okay. As someone who knows neither of these people, I'm brokenhearted. This one hurt because the level of fine.
Listen,
my God.
That's so real. And she never misses. You look back through Lisa's history and you're just like, this bitch has a 4.0. Like, it's tens across the fucking board.
Hillman who? Because mama graduated in the school of yes.
Yeah.
Lenny Kravitz is 57 years old.
Witchcraft and sorcery. That's all that is.
That man. Sense. Now and then he gives you some abs on Instagram where I do follow him indeed because I have sense.
Right.
What?
And didn't his dick pics come out? Or didn't something happen with his dick a few years ago? Didn't something happen where we saw Lenny Kravitz's dick?
I've never seen Lenny Kravitz's
maybe
penis,
not.
To my knowledge.
Not like, you know, in all its glory. I think it was covered up by some other article of clothing, but I could have sworn. Somebody.
Oh, you mean like his dick print?
I mean, no, I think something happened where his dick kind of like tumbled out of his pants or his shorts or something. For some reason, I'm picturing a GIF.
Maybe I'll Google that on my personal
bouncing
time.
Free. Somebody will let me know if I got him mixed up with somebody else. But yeah, still just like an incredibly fine man.
It's just the fact that
57 or not.
You are fine.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Jason is fine.
Yep.
Zoe is fine. Like.
That's true.
Ugh.
Are ugly people allowed near Lisa Bonet?
Can they come on the ground?
I feel like they cannot. Sis got a repellent up, some kind of force field. Y'all niggas are not getting close.
But they also seem like the deep spiritual woo-woo people that like can handle all of this. Like, I'm not too worried about it. Lenny Kravitz and Jason Momoa, like, smoke cigars and drink scotch. And,
yeah, she's one of those.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. She's got them butts. Niggas situated and trained. And I'm sure her next nigga will probably also be fine in some weird, edgy, artisan, know. I buy all my clothes in Wynwood ass way. And mm-hmm. I'm here for whatever that is. But this did make me sad because I really enjoyed their union. But I will be a fine. Again, as someone who is not related to these people, doesn't know them, and is someone who they don't know exists.
Yeah.
But yeah, that I was concerned.
Yeah. I was like, oh, you know, like, that's too bad. I'm not really invested in them as a couple, but you know, the pandemic has been rough and a lot of people are breaking up.
Over it. Yeah.
A lot of people are, yeah. You know, whatever they said about consciously going in separate directions and swimming through the ethereal ether to love our family into the next plane of existence, whatever that shit was, like, yeah, I'm sure all that is true, but you know, people are really going through it. It's a rough time. So
yeah,
too bad, but you know, wishing them both the best of luck in moving forward.
And you know what? Their next lovers will also be a part of the fine.
You already know.
Fine click.
They all gonna
they
be sitting
will
around
join
juicing.
Lenny and Zoe yep. and whoever, and they will all be doing ayahuasca and listening to Tibetan singing bowls. And just having a great
they
time.
They absolutely are, yes.
So, congratulations.
I fully see it. Good for y'all. Good for y'all.
What do we have here? Rapper Vic Mensa, and one of my perpetual Instagram thirst traps, arrested in the States at Washington Dulles International Airport.
Okay.
After customs found a number of drugs in his luggage after a trip from Ghana, where he spends a lot of his time. 41 grams, according to this report on Fox 5 DC. 41 grams of liquid LSD, which...
Oh, shit.
I don't even know what that... Hold on. Isn't that...
I've LSD never even heard speed? Of it. I don't
No, that one's so. Not the speed.
No, speed LSD, is... have you seen shit? I think. Speed is meth, amphetamines.
Oh. Well, that's what I get for using fucking drug terms from Saved by the Bell. Like,
I mean, I don't know anything about liquid LSD. I don't know.
No, I've heard of LSD, so. Obviously, but I couldn't think of like what the street name of that was anyway. Anyway, allegedly 41 grams of illiquid LSD and then like a ton of shroom stuff. Shroom gummies and like
shrooms.
Capsules and stuff like that. And so the doll baby got arrested by U.S. Customs and Border Protection at the airport and is facing felony charges.
Damn.
For narcotics possession. It's not looking great. It was just, he was with the president of Ghana and Chance the Rapper taking pictures and shit like that. Now he's back in the States where he's black again. So, my question.
Oh, man.
So, like, again, we've talked about this. I've never done shrooms. It's on my to-do list, you know, bucket or not. But, like, felony? Is it giving felony?
I mean, technically, yes, because they're
should
not.
Should she?
No.
That's what I'm asking.
Right. Yeah. Okay. No, definitely not. You said liquid LSD, which is.
Oh, no.
In that same. Right. But I just did a quick Google search and it's definitely a hallucinogenic drug. Which
but aren't
sure. It was. Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, they're in the same family. I wouldn't be surprised if. They're very close to being the same thing. Somebody who knows more about drugs will chime in. But you reading off those quantities and then me seeing this picture of what they caught him with, I'm just like, this is hardly like an empire worth of narcotics. Yeah. Like, this was clearly for this man's personal use, probably in making music.
Yeah, mama was not coming back here to be James St. Patrick.
Right,
she just wanted to get high.
Exactly. So this seems
touch
like
grass,
a technicality, like, see shit sprouting up out of the grass, yeah. get messages from the universe that are whispered in the wind as it blows through the trees at 3:30 a.m.
Yeah.
That might happen to me.
Yeah. Sounds great.
I saw Beyonce in the dryer at my homegirl's apartment. So.
Oh, that sounds so nice. Was she kind?
It was.
What
she
did
was.
Y'all talk about?
I opened the dryer and she was like, "You found me." I said, "So did." Yeah. We didn't talk for long. It was just a few little minutes and then I went back to taking messages from the wind. The wind had a lot to say that night. The wind was on one that night. I'm just saying. Are you okay? Please.
Oh my god.
She was very
I'm just picturing Beyonce in the dryer like Pennywise talking about something. Oh wow, that's beautiful.
It was it was a good time. So I just feel like, you know, they getting this nigga because they can, yeah. and this is not some serious drug charge that I would like be mad at a person for. Not at all. This is some shit. I mean, hell, in a few years I might get caught with.
I mean,
he just seems more advanced than me in the psychedelics, but I don't, it's not that far off from what I can see for myself. So yeah, hate to hear it.
Well, Kendrick Lamar is apparently working on a brand new project in the realm of film. He is going to be producing a brand new live action comedy with the creators of South Park.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's our fault.
Not when you say the creators of South Park instantly. I have a terrible feeling about this.
It gets dicey.
No, 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 no.
Dicier.
Yeah.
So he's teamed up with South Park creators Trey Parker and Matt Stone, and they're going to be creating a live action comedy that will, quote, depict the past and present coming to a head when a young black man who's interning as a slave reenactor at a living history museum. Discovers that his white girlfriend's ancestors once owned his. Oh. That's all I've gotten from the press release.
Oh no. Cancel this. Is it too late to cancel this? Is it
Probably.
Too late? Oh no. Probably. Somebody hit control alt delete on that. Oh no. Why?
So it looks like it's going to be getting a theatrical release as well a Paramount Plus drop, because I guess they're, I don't know if the South Park folks are part of Viacom. Yeah, because South Park is Comedy Central.
Oh yeah, South Park is Comedy Central, yep. Oh no.
So yeah, I will say this: I've never watched much South Park ever in my days. The bits of it I have seen in the life God's allowed me never struck a chord with my sense of humor. Mm-hmm. I know that it is incredibly famous to this day; people really enjoy it. I'm not one of those people. And so I,
yeah.
Thoughts?
I'm right there.
Yeah.
Like, South Park, I enjoyed it a lot more when I was in my, like, early 20s and an asshole just for the sake of being an asshole, which is very much what South Park is giving. It's, like, edgy just to be edgy. It's not really making any salient points most of the time, and it's a little too crude for me. Like, I don't need to see depictions of people throwing up or diarrhea everywhere, or like that one poor child who gets murdered in every episode in some gruesome way. Like,
yeah,
Kenny, y'all killed Kenny every fucking episode, y'all done ran Kenny over or something. Like, I don't need all that. So I felt aged out of South Park for a long time, but this whole premise, this sounds very Donald Glover-ish.
It does kind of sound like something Donald Glover would do.
It absolutely sounds like the whole white girlfriend thing. That's why I'm surprised when you said Kendrick Lamar, because I just have never pictured Kendrick Lamar.
The thing about it is,
dating white girls is my personality type, but
I mean, it's not a biopic. Like, he's just producing it.
I mean, that's true. You know what I mean? Right. He is producing it, right. It's not like his life story or nothing, but I just, of all the stories we could tell, first of all, we've seen, well, okay, never mind. I'm not going to yuck your yum or shit on your business opportunity. It just does not sound like something I will be in a rush to see. Not in the theaters, not on the streaming apps, not on nothing. I don't need that at all.
My thing is, what then? It's like, if, because...
Are you going to stop fucking her? Of course not.
I love Kendrick Lamar, obviously. I guess in an attempt to kind of like grasp on the possibility that there may be, this may not be as shit and problematic as it sounds, I'm thinking like, hey, then what? You know, because he discovers that his girlfriend's ancestors once owned his, and then what? He goes on like a sort of Ferris Bueller, Kill Bill, zany quest to get revenge on her family. Like, how, what does he do right. with this information?
Does he invoice them?
We can make this fun.
Calculate how much money they made off of his family and send a fucking invoice.
This doesn't have to be the worst. But...
Yeah, that's so you're very hopeful. And that optimism,
hope these days.
That optimism is really sweet. I see it turning into a bunch of arguments and then them coming together and being like, despite the injustices of a long time ago, our love is what matters and it perseveres today. And loving V Virginia and we are the true signs of unity. And this is the country Dr. King wanted for us.
Oh, no.
And I just, yep, I see Dr. King being invoked and Barack Obama being cited and something about the dream and the hope of the slave. And then they rise together. I'm so sorry. I don't have high hopes because from the creators of South Park. Therefore, I don't have high hopes that this storyline is going to be something acceptable to Negroes. But we shall see.
I'm sure this excited many people. I was not one of them. But again,
black men who date white women. Who else would be titillated?
South Park fans.
Oh yeah, white people who want to see themselves feel vindicated. And also,
probably
and
a lot of Kendrick Lamar fans. I told y'all I went to that Kendrick Lamar the Damn tour. I went to that tour and it looked like Pete Davidson's fan club. Like everybody in it, bitch, mm-hmm. was like more Caucasian than I could possibly believe. And we're talking about after To Pimp a Butterfly. I was like, do you know what show you're going to see? They did.
Absolutely.
So I don't doubt that this is for the girls. I'm just not one of those girls. Have fun. Nicki Minaj has been dropped from her husband's harassment lawsuit.
Oh, wow. I didn't know how you was going to end that sentence.
Yeah. Jennifer Huff, who had Nicki and her husband involved in this lawsuit, claiming that she was being harassed by the couple and they were using intimidation tactics against her to get her to be quiet about... the attempted rape case from 95? Yeah, 1995. Mm-hmm. She even went on to do an interview on The Real and stuff like that. Well, apparently, yes. Nicki's been removed from the trial. I heard also that Jennifer's attorneys have filed like a motion to be removed from her case or something like that. So it sounds like the attempt to get money from Nicki Minaj out of this case failed due to whatever legal team Nicki has, I guess. But her husband is still attached to this lawsuit. And you can take that for what you would like to take it for. Obviously, the Barbs had celebrations using hashtags, because what else do they have? And I don't even really know that they know what most of this means, but there you go.
Because, I mean, it doesn't sound like Nikki was vindicated, like it was proven that she didn't do these things. It sounds like one of those legal technicalities or legal things that happens throughout the course of many, many trials, and most people just don't care. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what I'm not hearing is overwhelming evidence was presented that said Nicki Minaj had nothing to do with this, didn't know anything about it. Her husband acted completely alone and she wasn't involved in none of that. Like, that's what I'm not hearing. So that's why I'm not just like, I mean, like, girl, good for you, I guess. But also, I feel like if Nicki's husband is still attached to the case, then there's still a chance that she is going to be paying or financially responsible somehow. Yeah. Right. That's what I'm saying. Because if he got to pay and it's more than $3,000 or $4,000, then who do you think is taking care of that? Like, I don't even know what that man does, but I assume he got, you know, 4K.
I laughed when
somewhere of his own money.
Nikki's attorney released a statement that are in an email to a lawyer said, in to this lawyer for Jennifer, said, in my view, your conduct in pursuing this case against Nikki represents the worst of our legal system. Bottom feeding lawyers who pursue frivolous actions against a celebrity, assuming that they will be paid off if they throw enough dirt. I said, that's the worst of our legal system.
Not guilty niggas getting away every fucking day. That's not the worst part of the justice system. The fact that it isn't actually just in most cases.
Not literally all the other of countless cracks in the legal system.
Not all the people who never get charged in the first place. Their
entire lives in prison for doing nothing. It's
not all the wrongfully convicted.
Lawyers coming after celebrities that will be rich regardless.
Every 6 months, Kim Kardashian is posting another Negro that she got out of jail, and that didn't occur to you as like a greater injustice of this system. Like, girl, okay.
Lawyers be using the great, like, I think that's their job, though, was to, like, speak to,
absolutely.
The highest, like, to make something seem like the most dramatic situation that
absolutely.
You could have possibly heard about, but whatever.
I just, in a case against somebody as rich and famous and powerful as Nicki, it's going to take a lot for me to defect from defending this girl, Jennifer, because what's not up for debate is whether this nigga did it.
Hey.
Everybody already knows that. This is something that has been settled, and now we're just dealing with the here y'all go still being asses about it side of things. And I just, you know, I feel for the underdogs. I feel for the little guy who is speaking up and saying this is wrong, this is fucked up, and having to deal with somebody who has all this power and resources coming at you any fucking way. Like, I wish it wasn't Nicki, because I mostly enjoy Nicki's music. She's so fun on Queen Radio.
Yep.
I may actually enjoy more episodes of Queen Radio than I do songs from Nicki Minaj. And Papa Bear is the cutest thing, despite who his daddy is. So, like,
what the fuck is that baby name?
We still don't know. We'll probably never know.
I'm not mad at that.
But Nicki just makes it so hard to root for her, especially when she's doing shit like this behind a nigga that ain't got nothing and ain't no fucking body. It would be bad enough if he was Drake, but you're doing all this behind a nigga that ain't shit. Like, it would be bad if it was somebody worthy. But this nigga is literal. You could have picked this nigga out of anybody's Instagram comments, and it would be the same dusty ass, raggedy ass, ain't got shit ass nigga. So it's just like, girl, I can't want better for you than you want for your damn self.
Speaking
and I hope
Drake,
Jennifer is safe somewhere.
Speaking of Drake, he made headlines recently as well.
Oh, God. What? Jesus, please don't let it be nothing nasty.
Well.
Oh, God damn it. Your face. Your face.
So there was an Instagram model recently that told a particular story on the blog Too Much Hot Tea. So you already know where this is going.
I don't. I've never heard of that.
No, I mean, by the name alone.
Oh, yeah. Okay, got you. It is. Yes, it is. Okay. Just never heard of that, but okay.
So she said that she and Drake had gotten it popping at a hotel a few weeks ago. Intercourse. Sexual intercourse. specifically. And she says that after fucking, Drake went to the bathroom, got rid of his condom, and she went to the, which, good for you for wearing, sir. Mm. Lessons learned. And this woman claims that afterwards she went to the bathroom, removed the condom from the trash, and decided that she would insert the opening of the condom into her vagina in an effort to get herself pregnant with Adonis Dew. The issue with that is that apparently not long after this procedure, the woman says that she felt an extreme burning sensation. And she began screaming in agony, to which Drake ran into the bathroom and admitted that he poured a packet of hot sauce into the condom to, quote unquote, kill the sperm.
Interesting.
So now this model is preparing to sue Drake for the hot sauce condom, for the crystals condom.
Oh, boy.
And here we are with that information in 2022, right at the beginning of things. Drake and his fucking Chipotle condom.
No.
People are alleging that one of his latest Instagram captions, where he's just looking light-skinned and rich, and I don't know, his foyer, I don't know where this is, and the caption says, "You can have your 15 minutes of fame, I'll take the other 23 hours and 45 minutes." He's such an IG bird. I love Drake.
Yep,
what a nerd.
He is.
So...
I find this so difficult to believe. I really do.
I think it's true.
I find it incredibly difficult to believe because, first of all, since when did Drake start wearing condoms?
That was my first indication that maybe this is
something
off.
Is wrong. Yeah. Right? But I thought maybe since Adonis, he's tightened up. He decided to stop giving it to literally everybody and put a condom on. But then I have another question, which is, what color was this hot sauce that you did not notice that the sperm was pinkish or reddish floating around in the bottom of this condom? Yeah. And if Drake really wanted to get rid of the sperm, why would he waste good hot sauce when he could just rinse it out? He could just went in the bathroom and rinse it right down the drain. And that would have been the end of them throwing the condom away. And that would have been the end of that. So... do you expect me to believe that some young girl making her money on Instagram really tipped some pinkish mixture into her pussy after she fished a condom out of the trash can? And now she's going to sue Drake for her own fucking dumbass stupidity negligence? Drake didn't force her to do that to herself. Like, this was something you did completely of your own volition, and you was trying to be a sneaky little lion ass dirty ass bird, if it even is true. So also, it's just too many things about this that don't make sense. I'm so sorry.
Also, does Drake just keep a packet of Tapatio in his Nike sauce?
I mean, maybe he might be like Hillary Clinton, you know, she keep hot sauce in her bag. Remember she did that?
I was trying not to.
Drake might be like, just in case room service got catfish, I'm finna...
They never do.
They never... The room service will never have deep-fried catfish.
Maybe.
And even then, right, you better catch them at the right time of day. But, oh, so bad. Oh, my God. I just know y'all not wearing masks down there, else I would beat her. I just know y'all not,
I should just go for a weekend just to eat.
Amen. Just not, you know, not Mardi
Gras. I can't even eat shellfish and I will still go there. That lets you
know.
That's
how good.
You remember the first time that we went to New Orleans together and I was so worried, like, what am I going to eat? And I still ate so good, like some of the best in my life.
Yep.
But yes, is the doll baby just walking around with hot sauce in his drawers or in his socks or whatever? And you also point out a great point. What the fuck was the sauce giving that you just didn't notice?
That there could have been some in there. Because that's not a thing.
Does that exist?
I was going to say green hot. Hot sauce is typically red or green.
I watch hot ones.
It's just not ever a color where you can't tell that it's been mixed into something else. You know,
it's sometimes it's like a yellowish goldish, but it's like is his sperm that color as
that
well?
Color, because it really ought not.
And we should all be concerned.
And if you think about hot sauce that is commonly found in packet form, I would say 99% of them are going to be red.
It's going to probably be red. Maybe green.
And so why? Right. And so why would you put that? Why would you pour that ever so gently into your canal? Like, it just doesn't. I'm so sorry. This doesn't make sense. And Drake posted a picture with a caption that was vague enough to where it could have been about anything.
That's true. Yeah, obviously.
It could have been about any. Obviously, that could have gone out to 8 different girls.
And it's also not, even if it was about that, it's not confirmation that it was true. Right. It's like saying that, like, obviously, yeah, he's just saying, like, you're trying to get 15 minutes of fame. Bet, go for it. So it doesn't mean that it's true.
Right.
But
and I'm still, yeah.
I do think it's brilliant if you can get away with it. I think that stuff, is it called capsaicin? The, like, chemical in peppers and stuff?
Oh, I have no idea.
You can get that stuff online, I think. I'm pretty sure that's clear. Let me look. Pure.
Oh, now that would be smart.
But that's not hot sauce. That's like the sweat of
but if it'll
Lucifer.
Burn your pussy, then.
Yeah, but, no, but then I think you'd have to go to the hospital. Like,
oh,
I don't think this
okay.
Is.
Oh, damn. So that's like serious. Okay, never
but
mind.
I still think that this is fantastic in terms of concept and execution if it works. Because what the fuck are you doing in the bathroom trying to shove condoms into your fucking birth canal and get pregnant by niggas that, like, what are you motherfucking? When I tell you, if this was true and I heard her in the bathroom screaming, I wouldn't have busted in there doing nothing.
Absolutely not.
I would have been underneath that motherfucking hotel comforter with a motherfucking long ass sleeping cap on. Listen. like the 1930s. Okay. Right. And cackling under the fucking
sheets. I would have been on the balcony smoking weed and crying, laughing like, bitch, it's a phone in that bathroom. Go on and call downstairs. Tell them you need some help. Alert, alert.
Somebody used the Ma gif, the gif of Octavia Spencer from Ma. Was she behind that wall?
Yeah, not.
That's exactly what I would have done. The moment that I would have heard her scream, I would have been like, I would have tuckered myself right in and gone the fuck to bed. Rush into anything from where? I also don't believe this.
You want me to have them bring you a bucket of ice? Because I don't know what else can be done for you, but...
Yeah, the more I think about it, the more it sounds stupid. But it's funny.
I'm still coming back to, since when does Drake use condoms?
Yeah, that was the most surprising.
As soon as I heard Drake took off the condom, I was like, girl, this is fantasy. Who wrote this fan fiction?
He's got to be using them now, though. Yeah, at least you're selective over, because Drake's got to be having a lot of sex, or like a reasonable amount of sex.
Yeah,
and every one of them can't be like, I don't give a fuck about this condom tonight.
Right.
So he's got to be strapped up for some.
I would hope so. I really do hope so. But this hot sauce story, I'm so sorry. Whoever wrote it, you know, you should have ran it by somebody else to make sure there weren't any glaring, obvious issues with it. Because I spotted a few just straight off the bat. But
hot sauce, you know, from the fuck where?
Best of luck to your... I mean, that is the least confusing part of it to me. I feel like Drake absolutely has packets of hot sauce.
Yeah.
I feel like he does, just so that y'all know he's a real nigga. I feel like he does that.
Probably.
Same reason Hillary Clinton had her. So yeah, y'all don't. No. So that y'all never question her dedication.
No.
Oh, nice effort though, whoever wrote it. You get a C, and I can't wait to see what you come up with next.
Whatever
Very average story. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's it for the Hot Tops this week. We're going to go ahead and take a break really quick, and then we'll come back and read your letters.
Hey, y'all, now is the perfect time to turn your great idea into a new website, and you can do it with Squarespace. With Squarespace, you'll find what you need, whether you're blogging and publishing content, selling products and services, just showcasing your work, your talent, your art, announcing upcoming events, anything you can dream of, Squarespace can make it happen. Buying a domain from Squarespace is easy because there are no hidden fees or price hikes, and you can get to know your audience with their analytics tools. These include insight on page views, traffic sources, time on site, audience geography, and so much more. And it is so easy to get started. You just pick out a design template and then use their drag and drop tools to make it all your own. And all websites are optimized for mobile as soon as you get started, so your site looks great no matter what device people are using to access it. I've used Squarespace. Kit Fury has used Squarespace. We use it for thisisthereed.com as well as our own personal websites. Again, because it is so simple, you can go from signing up to having a completely full-fledged working website in less than an hour if you're not trying to do a whole bunch of extras like me. So head to squarespace.com/read to start your free trial. And when you're ready to launch your site, use offer code READ to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Again, that's squarespace.com/read with offer code READ for 10% off your first purchase. Let them know we sent you. And let's get back to the show.
We are back, folks, and it is time now to read your letters. And let me just say that, Link, you're doing a great job, bitch. Look at you over there just chilling. I don't know why you're side-eyeing me like that. Oh, God. Well, there it is. I should have never addressed you.
That's what, I wish every your time I look saying at her, something.
Yeah, if I said something, now she's got, like, all right. You were doing well, but it's fine. You're good.
You just had to give that bitch a compliment.
I mean, she was chilling, but she's fine.
She was. Hey, that's my girl. What's up, sis? Oh, my gosh. She's so sweet. Okay. So our first letter this week. Who shall we start? Let's start with Damien. Damien says, I'm a 28-year-old gay man living in Atlanta, and I've been exploring a friendship/budding relationship with someone new. We matched on and off a few years ago, but we did it permanently back in August, and we've been attached at the hip ever since. I've talked to him every single day for the past 3 months. In November, he asked me what my intentions were for our relationship and expressed his feelings for me. We decided to take things slow because he wasn't in the mental space to handle a serious romantic relationship. As we get closer, more intimate details about his current situation are being revealed to me. On our first day back in August, he let me know that he was living with a friend because he quit law school. I later learned that this friend is a man, and then I learned that this friend is technically his ex-boyfriend. That raised a red flag, but I had to check myself because technically we're not dating and we're just friends. He vented to me a few times about how he'd get into it with his friend because of typical roommate issues.
Why you still calling nigga his friend?
That's what the nigga said. And though I never admitted to him, these always felt like the kind of arguments that couples get into and not roommates. Mm-hmm. However, I felt like it was more of my place to be a listening ear because it seemed like that's what he needed from me at the time. I also very recently learned that his roommate/ex-boyfriend's sister lives there as well in the other bedroom, meaning that he and his ex share a room. He recently came across this information. A few days ago, we had another very deep conversation where this man again expressed his feelings for me, but there are some red flags I can't let go of. Today, he left for a cabin trip that he planned with a few friends. He FaceTimed me to show me something in the kitchen at the cabin after he arrived. And when he flipped the camera around, I could see one of his friends standing there with a shady look on his face. And I heard the friend say, "You act like he ain't gonna see it when he gets here," clearly mistaking me for this man's ex. He said, "Boy, this ain't," and then cut his sentence off real quick, said bye, and hung up in my face. I texted him right after and never received a response. So I'm writing all of this to ask y'all if I have stupid written on my forehead and how I should proceed in this situation.
Not yet.
Dating has been really rough for me. I've experienced heartbreak more than once when situations haven't worked out, and I've invested a lot into this. While I'd be crushed to learn that he's been lying to me, I'd rather know sooner than later instead of being tugged along and hurt even more. I want to believe him, but I also know that if I read this in a book, I would be screaming and calling myself dumb as shit. What should I do? Please help. All the best, Damien.
Damien,
bless your heart.
Damien said he's 28.
Mm-hmm. And lives in Atlanta.
Oh, girl. Well, the good thing about living in Atlanta is who ain't gay? So there's lots of
there is that.
Yeah, you know, rebounding and dating and things of that nature to do from here. This nigga is full of shit.
Yeah, that's it.
He is fully lying. From whatever's going on trips to his home, living situation, all of that is janky. I don't know why niggas, like, if he's all, I don't know what age range this nigga is in, if you said that or, but.
Mm-mm, he didn't.
It sounds like some bullshit and some shit that you don't need to really be a part of. It's like you sound pretty invested emotionally in this situation, and I really don't think it's going to end well, because it doesn't sound like he's being forthright or honest enough. And then other people being met, like, what? No, fuck all of that. He's playing a game. I say you get recentered, have a nice day of carbs and streaming services, and then, you know, get back out into dating and find something else. And you maybe don't even need to completely cut him off or just shut him out right now. You know, see what else is out there.
String
look
him
at
along.
It. Yeah. Absolutely. Why the fuck not? Why not? You know what I mean?
String him along.
Go get you some more, you know, one last dose of that dick if you need to or whatever, because you already know what time it is right now. Now, that's not suggested unless you're like at least a level 5. a level 5 bad bitch or beyond.
Right.
And you know
right.
how to really be able to handle this. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're not, and to be honest with you, I'm not going to mince my words here, sweetie. It don't sound like you're there yet. So maybe don't do that. Maybe erase that last suggestion I made. But
God bless it.
You don't have to necessarily, you know, start no arguments or do too much. Fuck all of that. And niggas that go do nothing but lie, excuse, and make bullshit. But fuck all of that. No. It doesn't smell. It's quacking like a duck. It's walking like a, what is it? Quack, walk.
All look. That. If it sounds, looks, yep. Looks.
All of those things. This bitch is a duck. Daffy, Donald,
correct.
Drea, all of, so what you have to do at this point is just pour back into your motherfucking self. And don't sit back around here and wait for no gotcha. Bitch, you already know that the nigga's trying to gotcha. Fuck all of that. Go back out. Have you a good time. Pour back into your motherfucking self. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Maybe it's going to be 15 to 20 minutes before I text back this time. Maybe I didn't see that. Maybe I didn't see that call, that phone call. Maybe I didn't know that you texted me that one time. Maybe I don't know what you're talking about. You know what I mean? Fuck this nigga. He's lying. And he's fucking his ex. And the gag is his ex probably don't even know about you neither. And the next thing you know, both y'all hoes gonna be wanting to fight each other. This nigga gonna look stupid while he digging out somebody else that neither one of y'all have heard of. Fuck him.
This is sounding like
I've been through it. I didn't mean to get that personal. I'm just saying,
y'all had the same look on y'all's face, and y'all was looking in the same direction while he was going off. So
I mean, like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Alignment.
It's my sense.
Yeah, Damien, I don't think that you're stupid. I actually want you to not be screaming at yourself or being mean to yourself behind this. You just have feelings for somebody, and having feelings for people can color our better judgment. That happens a lot. A lot of us make decisions we would not make if we were not horny for somebody or interested in getting to know them even better, have already started dating them and like them. Like, this gets in the way of, you know, sometimes making decisions that make the best sense. So I don't want you to be mean to yourself about it. But also, baby, you look back over this email and I would say talk to yourself the way you would talk to your best friend if your best friend said they were in this situation. I love you. You know that. I'm here for you, period. I don't like this nigga for you. And here is why. And then you sit here and you look at this list of reasons you have given us in this email. If he was living with his ex and they were sharing a bedroom, first of all, that's never innocent. Living with and sharing a bedroom, meaning they are sharing a bed, please cut the shit. Living with is bad enough, but sharing a bedroom?
No.
Come on now. The problem is not even necessarily that he's doing this, it's that he didn't tell you. If y'all aren't dating, if your feelings about it don't really matter because technically y'all are just friends, then why not be forthright about that? I bet he has friends who know because he's not fucking them. He's not interested in lying to them.
Clearly.
Leading them on and getting things, whatever he's getting from you, whether it's emotional affection or attention or, you know, some really great ass, whatever he's getting from you, he doesn't want to ruin it. So he's not being forthright with you about it. But you deserve honesty.
Aren't we? Did he say anything about his position?
I mean, when I say ass, I mean sex.
I said dick.
Okay.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
I don't mean necessarily that you're the one grabbing the ankles, but maybe you are, regardless of position though. If you are being honest and forthright with someone, then you deserve that same in return. He's clearly not being completely truthful with you about this. And so if I were you, like Yafiri said, I would start to date other people. There's really this feeling of like, oh no, I've invested so much in you over the past several months and I don't want to give that up. But you would rather give it up when you know what's going on and you're super clear on things and it's your decision to end things, then to pretend like all this isn't happening, continue to go along like you don't know all this other shit about this nigga. And then a few months or years or whatever down the line, he come and mollywop you out of nowhere with a whole secret family or whatever the fuck else. Like you would rather be in control is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't even think this is something serious enough where you're like, well, if we go to counseling, if we can sit here and really talk this out, like me and you are not even all that and you already lying. So that's how I know that I don't even need to put no more effort into you because you lying too early on in this for me to take you any seriously. Like, yeah, you have feelings for me, but clearly they're not motivating you to be open with me. So you not ready for a serious relationship? Cool. I'm not either. Clearly you got something going on. So am I. And if we meet up, we happen to be at the club the same night or whatever, then cool. But otherwise, I'm not going to get emotionally involved with somebody who I know, even if they're not making it clear, I know that they're not in a place where they can be with me in an honest way. So I'm just going to avoid all that bullshit. Cut it off right now and find somebody else. Like Yafiri said, the good thing is that you're in Atlanta, so it'll probably be easier for you than it would be for most other niggas to move on and find somebody else because there are just so many homosexuals there. But it does still hurt. It sucks. So, yeah, take your time. But don't be mean to yourself about it either. You're just human.
Yeah. And 28 is nothing, especially with the gays.
28 is still so young. You're still so young. So. Yeah.
Prime time. Don't worry. For that kind of drama.
Yeah, you'll bounce back and find somebody who actually deserves you. Good luck. Let us know how it goes. Our next letter comes from Captain Save-A-Ho, who says,
okay.
My ex of 6 years and I broke up about 10 months ago. The breakup was absolute hell. Feelings were hurt on both sides, and we have not spoken since he moved out of the two-bedroom apartment that we shared. Since the breakup, my life has progressed. I'm now living alone and enjoying having this space all to myself. I have been healing, focusing on self-growth and love, and have casually started dating a new man, and I am overall in a great space. The other night, I was out with an old friend, and she asked if it was okay if I mentioned something about my ex. I have made an effort to not keep tabs on him, but I didn't see the harm in hearing an update after all these months of ignoring him. My friend told me that my ex's landlord is selling his house, and so my ex will have nowhere to live at the end of the month. He has reached out to his circle, but no one can help. This has been on my mind a lot, and I can't help but feel bad for him. I live in a town where housing is very limited and hard to secure, so hard that even extra rooms are next to impossible to come by. Part of me wants to keep it pushing because this is not my man or my business, but we shared a life together for 6 years. Although I have no intention of getting back with him, I will always have love for him, and I don't want him to suffer. I've been thinking about reaching out and offering my apartment to him for a month while he figures it out. I would stay with my friends or my boyfriend during that time. What do you two think? Should I let my ex potentially experience homelessness even though I have the resources to help him? Or should I reach out and offer this solution that will greatly inconvenience my living situation and potentially fuck up my emotional state? Thanks. Love you a lot. Captain Save-A-Ho.
What did she say about the living situation?
Now, what's interesting is that we don't actually know if this is a she or a he. There's no gender listed here.
Oh, good point. So they said, what about the living siblings? Potentially
that this may inconvenience their living situation because right. Okay. You're moving out so this nigga can move in.
So here's my opinion. Take it or leave it. First of all, oh no. You know, like that's I care.
You care a lot. You are deeply affected. Yeah.
No, like, that sucks. But ain't nobody ask you. You know what I mean? Like, he hasn't come to you for anything. This person is offering you this information for whatever reason. But he hasn't asked you for help. Okay. So,
excellent point.
I would venture to say, if you ain't asked me for no help, you clearly don't need my help. Why should I insert myself in a situation with an ex that I'm happy to no longer be with when they have not asked me for any fucking help? I don't really necessarily want to offer them the help. And it's going to inconvenience my living goddamn space and whatever else that last thing that they said that I forgot was. You don't even want to fucking do it.
Yeah.
You don't even want to do it. And you sitting up here talking about like, oh, well, you know, I could because ultimately I'm always going to have love for more than ever. Well, then great. That speaks to the type of person you have and the type of heart that God knows you have and all those other types of things. But you're not responsible for this person or their living situation. It would be incredibly unfortunate and sad if they went through, you know, homelessness or whatever kind of situation. But it doesn't sound like he's at that situation yet. Mm. It doesn't sound like he's at that situation yet. So to me, you went out, had a nice little meal, maybe a cocktail with your homegirl. They caught you up on what your last nigga was doing. Hopefully somebody paid the bill and you went home. I don't understand what it's sweet. It says a lot that you care, but I don't think that you need to reach out and offer nobody no motherfucking help that hasn't asked you for any.
Mm-mm. What a nice person you are.
Yeah, that's you're sweet.
Because even if a nigga reached out to me, I'm still saying no.
I would have, bitch, when I tell you on time without a missed breath.
I'm so sorry. My home, the space I have curated just for me. And you talking about over the past 10 months, you're healing and focusing on self-growth and love. And you want to, and even dating somebody new, and you want to disrupt all that for a nigga that ain't even asked for your help. Baby, even if he did, I am so sorry for you. Best of luck going forward.
At best, I would have emailed him a list of options. I'm talking about best case.
I mean, my ex, no, I'm sorry. I don't feel an obligation to house my ex under any circumstances. And perhaps I'm just not as good of a person as you. And that is extremely likely. That is extremely likely. And you know what? I'll be that. Because I'll be a bitch. Because first of all, I doubt my ex would move out of his 2-bedroom apartment so that I could move in because I was going through hard times and inconvenience his whole life and go live with his friends so that I can have a space. Like, that's not happening.
Sweetness.
That's not happening.
Would he?
Would he do it for you? Ask yourself. Ask yourself. Like, when it comes right down to it, not even trying to be super individualistic or anything, but I have to take care of myself because nobody else is going to make me their top priority. Nobody. People have their own kids, their own parents, their own relatives, their own dependents, their own selves to take care of and look after. I'm not going to be nobody else's top priority. So I have to be mine. I am not going to inconvenience my life and my peace and my joy and my health and my healing journey for a nigga I just did everything to get away from. I'm simply not going to do that. You just gonna have to call me a terrible bitch who let her ex be on the streets. I'm just going to be that. The bitch who was like, I suggest you call your mama, your pappy, your uncle, your cousin. I suggest you go down to the Salvation Army. Like, I'm not going to do that. So, no, I don't think you should reach out. Like if Fury said, the ex has not even contacted you to be like, hey, I'm going through all this shit. So now you really taking it upon yourself. Like you called yourself Captain Save-A-Ho because you knew.
Yeah.
You're literally taking this responsibility onto yourself when nobody asked you to do that. And so, no, I would continue living my life in my space. I would have my ex blocked almost certainly. But even if I didn't, I'm very good at simply not responding to text messages from exes. I'm very good at that. You could text me a trillion times and it would be like I never saw it. And every like delivered every time. Red receipts every time. And I will not respond because I don't have nothing to say to you.
And let me tell you, it don't matter, but I texted you. You did? I don't care.
I literally, so what? You texted me, so what?
And?
We're no longer in a relationship with each other. And if I don't want to respond to your text messages, there's a reason for that.
And honey, if it ended amicably, if I don't even like... No. It wouldn't. Not for me.
I'm just saying it would make it... That would make more sense.
The reason... Maybe because you're like, oh, well, I will go and live with my boyfriend or blah, blah, blah. Like, you have other options to go do whatever. Like, if we were still friends and it ended nicely or whatever, like I'm hoping for Lisa Bonet and Aquaman, then maybe. But like, bitch.
Right.
I don't even fuck with you like that. We don't talk. You even told me nothing about this. What the fuck am I crawling out of myself for?
Right.
Trying to inconvenience And make my life all uncomfortable and shit for
absolutely
you, nigga.
Absolutely not. No.
And so you can have hoes.
Right. So you can bring any manner of bitches in my house. And who's to say he's going to leave after 30 days? And who's to say you're not going to just let him? Oh, baby. Don't even go down
y'all
this road.
So nice.
Y'all, it's something. It's something y'all are that I'm not. But... I would suggest not doing this, baby girl. Boy, baby, NB, protect your peace and focus on yourself. You can be a nice, giving person. You can even, if he reaches out, you can be like, oh, I have compiled here a list of resources, places where you can get on a housing list and different organizations that will help you find a room. Like, you can be helpful, but you don't have to put yourself out and risk. Like, first, have you talked to your friends about moving in for a goddamn month so that your ex can move in? Because let me tell you, if you call me with that shit, the way I'm going to say, bitch, if you don't stay your black ass in your own motherfucking home talking about sleeping on my couch for a month when I like to walk around this bitch in my panties eating burritos, bitch, if you don't stay your
I would literally,
home.
If you called me and said that to me. I would literally tell you to hold on and then you would get a phone call and it would be me FaceTiming you so that I could look you directly in your eyes and ask you what the fuck you're talking about.
Like, so that my ex could move in because he don't have nowhere to go, bitch. You have nowhere to go.
What? Right. So you're going to trade? Okay, cool. No.
no, baby.
Captain, you stay right where the fuck you're at. And what you can do is you can provide him with prayer because it works. Yep.
Mm-hmm. You can send positive thoughts into the universe on his behalf and wish him the best of luck. And let that be that. But your ex is not your child. And you can have love for him without taking care of him. So yeah, let us know how that goes. Our last letter comes from Angel, who says, I love my brother with my whole heart and I've looked up to him for my entire life. We're 19 years apart, so he's always been more of a dad figure to me, especially since we were both raised by our single mother. Recently, we've gotten into it over two different things. The first is me choosing not to go back to school to get a college degree. I left school after my first year because I couldn't afford it, and I got a job, and I've been living my best life ever since, traveling, living abroad, making friends, and having the social life I've always dreamed of. By now, I make more than my mama, and she has a master's degree. Jeez. My brother, the bleak, but... Listen, because my mother has a master's degree as well, and she's a public school teacher, so she makes... pennies. But anyway, my brother recently went back to school, and while I am proud of him, the constant pressure for me to go back to school for a degree I said I do not want and cannot afford has been digging into my self-esteem. The second issue is my boyfriend, who is 13 years older than I am.
Everybody older than you. Like, way older.
I'm in my late 20s, and while I understand my brother will always be protective over me, to be completely honest, he was wilding when I introduced them at a family gathering. My brother was being super disrespectful towards my man for no reason and refused to refer to him as my boyfriend or significant other. Normally, I would let it slide, but this time my boyfriend was present, so I decided to do the most and popped off on my brother. I might have gone too far because I brought up him cheating on his longtime girlfriend in front of our mother.
Spicy. Yes, ma'am.
Because I knew if I didn't pull out the big guns, I was just going to start swinging. And now my brother. And now my brother won't answer my phone calls.
Why would he? Messages. Sweet.
can't say I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Now, I know I went too far, but I also know that even if I apologize, my brother never will. Do y'all think I should go ahead and be the bigger person? My brother will always be important to me, but I don't want him to treat me any type of way just because he's older or the quote unquote man of the family. Thanks, Angel. Yo, you said I'm gonna make one thing clear on today. Not taking this shit, bro.
Angel, if you're in your late 20s and your boyfriend's 13 years older than you, then I would assume he's in his 40s.
Mm-hmm. I would assume early 40s.
And so, I personally, depending, no, if my younger brother came home with someone in their early 40s, I would also be looking at them like, who the fuck, where, what? You know, it would, I think.
What do you want with this little person?
Right. But I might, depending on the person and vibe, try to, no, I'm lying. I wouldn't really make much of an effort to get to know them better and stuff like that. But I also don't think I would be disrespectful. I think I would just do everything I possibly could to keep my distance and stay out of that business and not speak to anybody, which is what I do in most situations where I was going to say, house.
Regardless. Right. That's what you do.
So, I mean, some of this, from your perspective, sounded a bit bratty to me. And I think that you being upset by your brother's behavior to some new nigga that could be gone in 2 months, 2 years, 2 days, to me, you using that situation to be like, well, let's spill some tea, girls. Let's go wop-diddy-wop. Like, for a Lee Daniels film, sure, great. That's what we're expecting, and that's why we're there. But, you know, in an IRL situation, yeah, I think you might want to... offer at least an apology for that without the... But see, the thing is, you're talking about something, I don't think you should apologize. You can't offer... Apologies aren't Pokemon cards. You didn't trade them. You know, it's not like a tit for tat thing. You know, like you do it because it's the right thing to do, not because you're expecting something in return. You do it because you genuinely regret
you feel bad, right?
That you've done,
right?
So you don't do it like if you're considering apologizing, but only on the chance that he's also going to apologize for whatever you're offended by or were offended by, then you might as well save it because he might not apologize. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. But what you are apologizing for is separate from what has upset you from him. Right? Him being not so nice to your boyfriend doesn't have anything to do with you putting him out on blood. Like, those are two completely separate things with completely different consequences and stuff. So I think once cool down, try to say, hey, look, did too much, I'm sorry, and just leave it there. At least just offer it up and don't expect anything in return. If you do get an apology in return, great. If not, at least you've set the precedent for healing, hopefully. You've at least started some sort of work towards getting better. But if y'all just both stew, then who knows what's going to happen. But like I said, I'd also be looking at it crazy if there was, you know, 40-something dating my younger sibling.
Right. Especially if I'm 6 years older than this nigga and he's with my sister who's 19 years younger than me, I'm definitely going to be don't like that. However, you as someone in your late 20s, you are at that age where I'm just going to have to let you do whatever you want to do because nothing about this is illegal.
Also true.
Or even inherently immoral. You're in your late 20s. If you were in your early 20s, even I could see a reason to like argue about it. But you can make your own decisions at this point.
Immoral is just weird to me.
Right. It's just right. It's weird to me as somebody who is closer to 40 than to 30, who is like, this nigga is what now? Because I can't imagine taking somebody 13 years younger than me seriously. I can't. Oh, that honestly sounds a little disgusting. But I'm a woman and women tend to have better sense.
And I'm also me. You know, I'm not you.
There's also that, right. And you can date whoever you want to for whatever reasons you want to. The school thing, I think, is not even really so much of an issue. If he brings up school again, like nagging you about going back to school, I would just be like, I'll go as soon as you pay for it.
Because
what I'm
really
not going to do is sign up for these loans where the girls are paying 8% in the fucking interest every year and paying down interest for 30 years and never even get to the principal and die with student loan debt. Like, I will go back when you are writing a check for tuition, room and board and books every semester and not one millisecond before then. Pay for it or leave me alone about it. So that's number one, especially if you're not asking niggas for money or a place to stay or groceries or a ride. Like, you're fully self-sufficient. Don't worry about what I do. Don't worry about it at all. I'm happy for you and mama. Y'all decided to go to school and that's good for y'all. But like, literally don't come over here with that bullshit talking to me because I'm not asking you for nothing.
Loki, you sound like you might be either from the Caribbean or African, maybe Asian. Because it's like, even my family right now, so I still have some family members in my family. I'm like, when are you going back to school? The fuck? Never. More than all of y'all.
All of y'all. I make more than all of y'all. Who cares? To do what? You want me to get a degree in podcasting?
Like, you just be saying stuff.
Y'all just be saying shit.
Just say, oh, it's nice to see you, or it's not nice. Like, I don't... They love to talk about school or going back to school.
Yeah. So it's okay, I think, to be mad at your brother because he was disrespectful to your boyfriend. But if you feel like you crossed the line and you did something you shouldn't have done, then okay, you can apologize for your actions. You don't have to worry about whether he is also going to apologize. But you can also say, I want you to understand that, like, yeah, I did too much talking about how you be cheating on old girl that you've been with for a long time. But first of all, you should stop cheating on her. And secondly, you should stop disrespecting my man because he ain't did nothing to you. If you don't want to talk to him, you don't want to be cordial, that's fine. But being disrespectful towards him for no reason is not going to fly because he ain't do shit to you. And if you don't want me to bring up the way you keep cheating on old girl, I suggest strongly that you stop being mean to my nigga who ain't do nothing to you. That's only fair. And you can say that.
I think that's
fair. And you can say that. And if your brother continues to be disrespectful, then maybe you have to decide, like, am I going to take this a step further? Am I maybe going to tell my brother? Like, you have to decide where you're going to go from there as far as, like, what you're willing to tolerate. Maybe you and your man don't come around your brother no more. Maybe y'all start doing more stuff without him and he starts feeling excluded because he can't manage to get over himself or his own ego or his own feelings about who you should be with or whatever else. But, like, you are owed respect. And that extends to the guests you bring into the family. As long as people are not, you know, taking a shit in your mama's foyer or, you know, putting raisins in the mac and cheese, then it ain't no reason for that. It ain't no reason to be coming around acting crazy and doing the fucking most. So both of y'all have some room to grow here, I think. Y'all just need to have a real sit down, face to face, brother and sister conversation, and hopefully y'all can get it worked out. But yeah, you don't have to put up with bullshit, and you also don't have to do the most and purposely try to embarrass your brother either. There's a happy middle ground here.
That was lit, though. It sounded like it was probably really an eventful.
Did. And I bet it felt good to say it, too.
That was probably
I know
so
you
satisfying.
Was like, not when you be cheating on Shantae every 4 months. I know you was.
Somebody dropped their potato salad fork when that shit was said.
But good luck to you, Angel. We're going to wrap up the questions right there. If you have one for us, send it to asktheread@gmail.com. We're going to take another quick break and be right back.
Hey, also listen, some mornings or afternoons, if you're me, you might wake up and feel ready to just pull those covers right back over your head and go back to sleep, like me yesterday. So I won't judge you for it because I get it. Okay. But if you're going to be doing it, make sure that you're doing it on the most comfortable sheets as you can possibly do it on, okay? Make sure that you're doing it with sheets that you love. Brooklinen has you covered. They work directly with manufacturers to make sure that luxury is available directly to you without luxury level markups. And if you know anything about bedding or buying things for bed, like, my word, can we just rest? Can we just rest?
Can we?
Brooklinen has a variety of sheets, colors, patterns, and materials to fit your needs and your tastes. They've got also over 50,000 five-star reviews and counting. They're so confident you'll love their products, they even offer a 365-day money-back guarantee. That's a year for those of you that aren't so great with numbers. A whole one. And Brooklinen is so much more than sheets because they've also got comforters, they've got pillows, they've got towels, they've got loungewear, and all sorts of other things that Link will go to sleep on without my permission because they're very comfortable. We love them here in the apartment. And, you know, she just takes what she wants and she claims that it's hers, and I don't argue with her because there's no point. So go to brooklinen.com and use the promo code THEREAD to get $25 off when you spend $100 or more plus free shipping. That's brooklinen.com and enter promo code THEREAD to get $25 off when you spend $100 or more plus free shipping. Brooklinen.com and use promo code THEREAD at checkout. Make sure that you got something soft and supple for your bedding situation. Or hey, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up, so maybe for that too. Enjoy. Let's move on.
Hey, y'all. So maybe you have this passion project that has really blossomed and grown. And so you've started your own online store selling these products that the people want and the orders are coming in fast. And now here comes the hard part, shipping those orders out. Well, don't worry, girl. ShipStation makes it easy to import, manage, and ship your orders out fast for a lot less money. You can import orders from any sales channel and automate just about any shipping task, no matter where you're selling. It could be Etsy, Amazon, your own website. ShipStation will funnel all your orders into one simple interface that you can manage from anywhere, even on your phone. And ShipStation works with all the major carriers, including USPS, FedEx, and UPS. And with ShipStation, small businesses can now access the same rates usually reserved for Fortune 500 companies without the contracts or the commitments. It's no wonder ShipStation is the number one shipping software for e-commerce sellers. Alex uses it for our merch site over at shop3.com because it increases productivity. She doesn't have to click through to a bunch of different sites to collect all of the orders and direct what needs to be shipped out. Everything is automated and she saves money on the postal fees every single time. You can ship more in less time. All you got to do is use our offer code READ to start your 60-day free trial. That's 2 months of free, no hassle, stress-free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com, click the mic at the top of the page, and type in READ. Again, that's ShipStation.com, offer code READ. Make ship happen and grow your business. Congratulations. All right, let's wrap up the show.
Bitch, we're back. And it's time to wrap up the episode here with the read.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Take it away, Crystals, if you have something to say.
I don't have much to say other than shout out to Oklahoma for embarrassing me once again.
Oh, my God. You're going to steal mine. Go for it.
Well, feel free to take it because I've never been more disgusted. But Mike Todd.
Jesus, I knew it.
Mike Todd is the pastor of, I think it's called Restoration Church. This is not a church I've ever been to. This isn't a person I am familiar with, despite the Tulsa alliance that we have. But this video of Mike Todd has gone viral over the past several days because
viral for
during
sure.
a sermon, viral is the correct word, because while he was talking about, you know, God's vision for us as believers, and sometimes, you know, God's vision can be nasty. And so to make this point all the more clear, this man hacked up. Like, he didn't just...
No. Give
baby,
it to them.
He gathered from the bottom of... It was a...
He snorted.
Baby.
Like, he sucked up all the phlegm possible.
Coughed out this nasty ass combination of mucus and other bodily fluids. And while he's talking about how most people would have turned away from Jesus at this point, I'm thinking, who the hell wouldn't?
Yeah.
He rubbed this shit together in his hand and then rubbed it all over this man's face.
Jesus.
Like, and then so when the congregation is naturally disgusted, he was like, see, that's how y'all acting right now. It's the same way people gonna act when, you know, God is putting you through it and taking you through the steps you need to take to get to your miracle and all this other bullshit. Like, girl, you're not mixing together potions to heal the blind over here. Okay, the girls aren't rising up and walking because you decided to spread your bodily fluids all over somebody else's face. And I don't know if y'all know this in Oklahoma, but we are still in a pandemic, baby. We are still in a pandemic. The teacher shortage is so bad that the governor is talking about just opening up substitute teaching where any damn body can do it. No high school diploma, no degree. It don't even matter. Do you have a pulse? Are you 18 or older? Then come on down to the school and watch these kids as they color in the fucking cafeteria all fucking day.
That's what schools need. Just any old body coming on.
Just any old body. That's how I know y'all don't actually give a fuck about these kids. And but see, I just cussed y'all out last week for that, and I'm not going back down that road. Mike Todd, this is fucking disgusting. This is unbecoming of a Negro from Oklahoma, and you know it. You embarrassed all of us when you decided to do this monkey shit. And to his credit, he did apologize.
Did he?
He did. He did. He posted a video.
I watched it.
And said his apology. Well, so, okay. You're right. So it was, a lot of it was... Wow, the sheer number of clicks I'm getting, the engagement is through the roof on Facebook. The church is going to make, like, it's very
he
much a Bible.
He admitted it was nasty.
I don't know how
I feel about an apology.
Well, he said, I apologize. Okay. I won't take it to mean as though he actually, like, meant that, because this man is cheesing throughout this video. Like, he could not be more proud of
himself.
He's
so excited.
He's so hyped that y'all have found out about him and his church. Right. because now y'all finna be tuning into the live stream and donating online. And I just wanted to say, you know you nasty. You know you fucking disgusting. Like, there's no excuse for it. There wouldn't be an excuse if we weren't in a pandemic. But especially now. And it's just something about spit. First of all, Black people don't play that. But like, for you to deliberately gather up all the contents of your lungs just to force it into your palm and then rub it all over somebody else's face. I don't care if this man, I saw some news site that TMZ said that this man is his brother, that he rubbed the spit all over. I don't know if that's true. And actually, it does not change my opinion regardless. It's fucking nasty. It could have been your mammy. And I would have been disgusted.
I don't care. In fact, that's almost worse.
It really... My brother would never. I don't even know what kind of relationship you and your brother have to have, but it just simply would not happen. Not either one of them. We're not doing that because we're not disgusting ass niggas who will do anything for clicks and views and dollars. So
I'm disgusted by like when as Dorothy's Bordick would say, Wally and the Beaver, when they would like spit and shake.
Yes, so nasty.
Like spit in their hands and shake as like a promise.
Stop that shit. Yes.
I always thought that was disgusting when kids would do that shit. But you literally, in this fucking Burlington suit, came on camera in front of a congregation.
You did.
Hawk spit into your black palm and then rubbed it over. Your brother in Christ.
And then tried to link it back to God. Baby, what do God have to do with this nasty ass shit?
When I watched this shit, I was like, I know that God at this point, God just be checked into whatever other planets he got going on that are doing better. Because at this point, it's like if he focuses too much on our ghetto asses, he's clearing it. He's clearing it because y'all are going to stop lying on this man. This ain't got nothing to do with him. God ain't sending nobody out here to dash spit in our motherfucking faces. Furthermore, you talking about some, when Jesus spit on that blind man and then he could see, you ain't Jesus.
You literally not mixing up no concoctions that will heal anybody of anything. If anything, you're spreading disease. I know God looked at this and said, go forth and let there be Clorox, let there be Lysol, let there be hot water and soap, because this is filthy. And as a nigga, you should know better. That's some white shenanigans right there. I'm honestly, like, I could not have been more disgusted with that video. And to your point, Earth got to be like God's version of TLC. It's just got to be like, what mess is on today, child? Let me see. What version of 90 Day Fiancé is on?
Period. Like, period.
We have to be like,
when the Lord BTV wants to watch Hoarders, he pays us to mind. God is not looking over here for nothing else. Because at this point, y'all hoes are lying
like,
on him.
Just burn a little time.
Like, playing all kinds of games, being ridiculous. Like, he ain't got nothing to do with
this. It's a pandemic, Lord. It's a pandemic, Lord. And they spitting and rubbing it on each other, Lord. While the virus is surging, Jesus. It's surging. The schools can't even stay open, Jesus. Come through. Just swing down, chariot. Let me ride. Because these niggas, I can't take it. Beyond disgusted. And I'm done.
God's vision can be nasty.
Girl, not my God.
God's vision is not going to involve
not my God.
Random phlegm across my face.
Never. God never wants that for my life. God knows I'm a Virgo. God would never do that to me. Woo!
And during a fucking Panda Express.
Like, there is so much going on right now, and this is what you choose to do? God, no. And then, of course, people are like, y'all just now hearing about Mike Todd and all of Mike Todd's stupid shit.
Bitch, Yes, actually.
But then all these other quotes came up, and he then said all this shit about women need to stay in relationships, even if they're abusive, and all this other shit. I'm like, I'm not surprised that he has horrible opinions. However, this, I'm also not surprised that this is what it took to get my attention. Because no shade, a lot of niggas are saying that dumb shit. A lot of people are saying other dumb shit. Very few niggas are spitting and rubbing their spittle all over the face of another person in 2022. That's not happening. Woo! I'm done. God damn.
All right. Well, I was going to definitely discuss Pastor Mike Todd because I was equally disgusted. Confused. And I also felt a bit disrespected.
Yep.
By that.
I took that personally.
That story. I did.
I took it personally.
I'm not even from Tulsa. but I will also once again unfortunately dive into some Kanye West information for mine because that was on the back burner. But this time I actually don't want to direct this to Kanye. I want to direct this to everybody around Kanye. Now, I don't want to come down too hard because I don't know him. I know he has legitimate mental health issues that are greater than just whatever comments on a podcast. But I am also certain that he is surrounded by a lot of yes people at the moment. Now, we know that that is partly in partly due to the fact that he's excommunicated every no person from his goddamn life. There's a lot of powerful and power-hungry people often do.
Mm-hmm.
But the doll baby is out here punching fans, getting ready to get sued for that. Making diss records to the scrawniest white boys that you could ever see. Going on IG Live talking about he wasn't invited to his baby birthday party. Like, it's a crisis for this man, and I feel like we can do all of the commentary and the judgment and the laughs and the LOLs or whatever. If this ends badly for him in a health way, in a physical way, I would feel, I would be upset about that. As much as he gets on my goddamn nerves, I would feel that it would be tragic. I would like for him to get his goddamn shit together in some regard, even if I never give a fuck about his music or anything that comes out of his goddamn Negro mouth ever again, which I've already braced myself for. I'm fully prepared for that to be the fact. But girl, you out here socking people and making white boy diss records and just scooping up any white girl that you find down at Soho House and dressing them like Lara Croft as if we're supposed to give a fuck about whoever the fuck this is in an effort to get the attention of this white woman? Who is...
Yep.
I blame y'all for continuously sucking this man's ball sack for tickets, for inclusion, for deals, for bitches. I blame all y'all for going down to these motherfucking these concerts and these shows and these Sunday whatever so you too can dress like somebody in Mad Max Fury Road and call it high fashion. All y'all who have been watching this go along for the goddamn longest and allowing it. And here this nigga is now. Full metal. And the thing that's gagging me about it is that people are still like, oh, Kanye is so great, blah, 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 and living for the shenanigans. Whereas, like, people who know better or care or give a fuck are like, this is pathetic. And you're doing this behind this white woman?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Nope.
Get well soon, girl.
Because it's not making sense otherwise. It's really not. Shenanigans.
You out here diddy bopping with Madonna and whoever the fuck this girl is that you date now that looks like Trinity from The Matrix. And
Did you know she's famous already? I did not know she was famous.
Yeah,
already.
She's like an actor, but I don't know who the fuck she is. I haven't seen whatever she's in.
No idea. No,
but it doesn't matter. The other girls that he's been dating for the past 3-4 weeks or whatever are also apparently famous too. He's always dating a supermodel or an actress or whatever, and it's always the same blue-eyed avian bitch. And I'm just like, here's the thing. Like, fine. Oh, Lord. Go get yours, rebound, yeah. Get knee deep in pussy, do whatever the fuck it is. But at the same time, you out here dissing Pete Davidson and shit like that on records with, like, first of all, Pete Davidson don't give a fuck, is not trying to fight you, is not going to fight you. And furthermore, was not, like, circling the block for Kim. Like, let's keep it a buck. Pete Davidson found himself in the Kardashian-Jenner web the same way the rest of y'all niggas have. He was scouted. Well, why are you beefing with him? What are you doing?
He is here like Kasten told him to be here.
Answer the phone for the people that care. Besides just Jay-Z and the people that's older than you that you're afraid of or intimidated by. You look crazy out here. And not enough people are telling you, I don't think. And the people, it seems like the people that are telling you, you don't listen. But anyway, you took my mic tied one, so I didn't really have anything else.
Well, I just got a text message from a friend. That is a link to this story about, are you ready for some bad news?
Why not? Let's just, what else is there?
So fashion, black fashion icon, Andre Leon Talley has allegedly passed away. Just this very evening while we were recording. So just want to make sure I say rest in peace to him. What a talent. I really don't even have the words to properly talk about, you know, his impact and the things that he did.
I mean, this is literally because
this is right. This is coming. Like, I literally just got this.
I googled it 2 minutes ago. Says, like 10 minutes, 13 minutes ago.
Yeah, literally just got this text from my homegirl. 73
years old.
Yeah, I just want to say rest in peace to a legend. It seems like we lose our black legends way too soon. Yeah.
So many icons have passed this year already, and it's January fucking 18th. Yep.
Not even 3 weeks into this bitch, and we have already been through a lot. So
I can't wait to see the fashion girls try to kiss his ass too.
You already
like
know.
The way that like y'all bitches, a couple of y'all hoes were playing him, especially these past couple of years. So I want to see
after
who's
that
gonna
story
be.
Came out about him being allegedly broke or whatever. Yep. A lot of y'all,
a lot of the bold girls
shitty.
Are playing in his
a lot
face.
Of y'all. Yep.
I was not ready for that information.
Yeah, just wanted to mention it so that y'all didn't cuss us out all week for not mentioning it. But I am sorry to hear it, and sending all my love and condolences to his family and friends. So we'll have more to say, I'm sure, next week. But as of right now, that will wrap up this week's episode of The Read. Make sure you check us out at thisistheread.com. We are on social media at thisistheread. And, of course, you can find our merch at shoptheread.com. Anything else from you before we head out?
No, man. I mean, I'm flabbergasted. I'm sitting here looking at pictures of Andre.
I want to go read all the Andre Leon Talley tributes, and I want to log on Instagram and see what outfits the girls are putting together in his honor, because I already know y'all are on that app.
Oh my goodness. An Andre-inspired runway.
You already know. They're doing something. So, I would just say take care of yourselves. Love each other. And we will see y'all next week.